Voters are going to get their chance, aren't they?
Yes, whether they know how to draw or not.
They know how to draw or not. We're going to return to the story of what's happening in Myanmar. As you can imagine, Burmese communities all over the United States have been closely following the aftermath. With communications so severely hampered, John, few have managed to connect with family members. Such is the case for Maya Haite at the Rangoon Burmese restaurant in Philadelphia. Her mother is one of three co-owners, and its staff has been trying to connect with family overseas and collect money for relief efforts. Maya, your father lives in Burma. Have you been able to find him, to talk to him?
No, but I got in contact with my cousin yesterday around 3 o'clock here. So it'll be 3 o'clock in the morning for them. I got into contact with them. She said my father is fine, but I am trying to call again today, but he's going to be at my cousin's house so I can speak to him because there's no electricity there. There's no running water. The only people that have the electricity is with their own generator.
Wow, so you're very fortunate that there's been some communication there, and your mother has also talked to other family members. And what are they telling you?
It's really bad. People are looting. People are just sitting outside, sleeping on the street because there's no homes. It's just, they're really hungry out there. There's no food.
What are some of your friends in Philadelphia going through? Can you describe their efforts to connect with friends and family in Myanmar?
Well, of course, they're all worried. They call and trying to find out because they can't get in contact with their own family, so they're trying to see if any of us is in contact with our family. So they ask some of us for help to help them find, to see if their family's still alive and try to see if, their homes are still there. So there's a couple lists of phone numbers and where my cousin lives. She's going to go out there and try to find to see if they're still, still alive or if they're still there.
Maya Tay, are people inside Myanmar criticizing the government, saying what some U.S. officials are saying, that the government didn't warn them, that it's been too slow to respond?
Which is true, because they had maybe 3 days ahead of time, and they already moved all their airplanes, everything, But there's no warning to the public, and no one knew about this until the storm arrived.
Now, what's the plan for you and your family in Philadelphia, other people that connections to the country? Are you going to raise money? Are you going to give it to an organization? How are you planning on moving forward as a group?
Right now, they just planted the three women among themselves, but they don't want to, get involved with any association. They just want to make sure all the money gets to Burma, which is hard right now.
Why not get involved with organizations that are on the ground there?
I don't know. I guess they just worry that there's going to be, fraud or anything. They just, not too
interesting.
Sure on that.
Interesting. Humanitarian aid.
So strictly to the people that really need.
Mm-hmm.
Humanitarian aid is difficult in a climate of political crackdown and a certain level of cynicism, as Maya Tay was saying, about corruption taking place. Well, thank you very much. What's the name of your restaurant?
Rangoon. And the phone number, if anyone's out there trying to help, the phone number is 215-829-8939.
Thank you, Maya Tay.
Thank you.
We have information on our website of how to get money to organizations now coordinating relief for Myanmar, but we'd like to ask you to inspire us. When have you given to a good cause? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us the story of how you took action.
And we have we're asking when you gave to a good cause, right? Such as a disaster relief or local charity, or if there's an individual. I mean, what was it that made you sit down and write that check or make that phone call?
That's right. We also have lots of video on our website of New Yorkers outside an ATM in Lower Manhattan telling us when they donated, what motivates them to get involved. The primaries are taking place in Indiana and North Carolina. There's political news
day
on our site. It's a very big day.
Big day for Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
And you can catch up with the Takeaways podcast. You'll find us on iTunes. This is The Takeaway, and you can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.